I might move there, Paul said. What do you think?
That would be nice, Phoebe said. You could come to my wedding.
Then she sighed.
A wedding costs a lot of money. It's not fair.
Paul nodded. It wasn't fair, no. None of it was fair. Not the challenges Phoebe faced in a world that didn't welcome her. Not the relative ease of his own life. Not what their father had done. None of it. He suddenly, urgently wanted to give Phoebe any wedding she wanted, or at least a cake. It would be such a small gesture against everything else.
You could elope, he suggested.
Phoebe considered this, turning a green plastic bracelet on her wrist.
No, she said. We wouldn't have a cake.
Oh, I don't know. Couldn't you? I mean, why not?
Phoebe, frowning hard, glancing at him to see if he was making fun of her.
No, she said firmly. That's not how you have a wedding, Paul.
He smiled, touched by her sureness of how the world worked.
You know what, Phoebe? You're right.
Laughter and applause drifted across the sunny lawn as Frederick and his mother finished with the cake. Bree, smiling, raised her camera to take a final picture. Paul nodded to the table where the small plates were being filled, passing from hand to hand.
The wedding cake has 6 layers, raspberries and whipped cream in the middle. How about it, Phoebe? You want some?
Phoebe smiled more deeply and nodded in reply.
My cake is going to have 8 layers, she said as they
walked across the lawn through the voices and the laughter and the music. Paul laughed.
Only 8? Why not 10?
Silly. You're a silly guy, Paul, Phoebe said.
They reached the table. Bright confetti was scattered on his mother's shoulders. She was smiling, gentle in her motions, and she touched Phoebe's hair, smoothed it back, as if she were still a little girl. Phoebe pulled away, and Paul's heart caught. For this story, there were no simple endings. There would be transatlantic visits and phone calls, but never the ordinary ease of daily life.
You did a good job, his mother said. I'm so glad you were in the wedding, Phoebe, you and Paul. It meant a lot to me, I can't tell you. I like weddings, Phoebe said, reaching for a plate of cake.
His mother smiled a little sadly. Paul watched Phoebe, wondering how she understood what was happening. She seemed not to worry very much about things, but rather to accept the world as a fascinating and unusual place where anything might happen, where one day a mother and brother you never knew you had might appear at your door and invite you to be in a wedding.
I'm glad you're coming to visit us in France, Phoebe, his mother went on. Frederick and I, we're both so glad.
Phoebe looked up, uneasy again.
It's the snails, Paul explained. She doesn't like snails.